祈祷。
Let us pray together.
主，我哋实在好感谢你，因为我哋能够聚响你自己嘅面前。
Lord, we truly thank you because we are able to meet and gather before you.
你系嗰位充充满满有恩典有真理嘅主。
Yeah, indeed, the Lord full of grace and truth.
我哋真系见过你嘅荣光，就系父独生子嘅荣光。
We know we can see the glory as of the only begotten Son of God.
我哋今日能够住响你嘅里边，你亦都住响我哋嘅里边，呢个系何等大嘅恩典！
And how great grace today we are able to abide in you and for you to abide in us.
有一日我哋真係话当你说啊都成了嘅时候，你神嘅帐幕就真係响人间。
When one day you declare it is all finished, we know the tabernacle of God will be among men.
你真係话要永远作我哋嘅神，我哋永远做你嘅子民。
And eternally you will indeed be our God and we your people.
但我哋下昼喺呢度聚会嘅时候，你自己真係能够安息喺我哋当中。
Lord, as we meet here this afternoon, we pray it's you who can take your rest among us.
你真係话能够向我哋每一个人嘅心里面，向我哋一整个聚会里面作主作王。
And throughout the whole meeting, you will truly be the Lord and Master.
无论是讲的、是翻的、是听的，我们一同在这里都是尊你为大。
And whether the one who speaks, the one who translates, the one who hears, Lord, we will magnify you.
愿你在我们当中得到该得的荣耀。
And among us, that you will have the glory you deserve.
我哋多谢你透过奉主嘅名。
We thank you as we pray in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen. 好高兴能够见到咁多弟兄姊妹。
I'm very happy to be able to see these many brothers and sisters.
哦，亦都好高兴能见到好多年轻嘅我都识嘅嗰啲弟兄姊妹。
I'm also very glad to see those young brothers and sisters whom I know.
当然年纪大的我都很高兴见到你们。
Of course, for those of you who are older, I'm also happy to see you.
我讲之前讲到之前呢，我要跟你们讲几句说话先。
Before I start my sharing with you, I have a few words to say.
因为我昨天在伦敦东伦敦他们交通聚会同埋今朝在伦敦，我已经学了一个功课，所以我不想再学多一次，所以现在就跟你们讲了先。
Because yesterday in East London, where I was, they were having a sharing meeting, and this morning I was sharing with them, and that's a lesson to which I had to learn, which I do not want to have to learn again here.
因为我见到每个弟兄姊妹大家都跟我谈几句偈。
Because each time as I meet up with brothers and sisters, every one of you will want to have a chat with me.
他讲完两句之后，第三句个个人都问我同一个问题。
Because after one or two questions, the third one is the same question.
所以我今天不想你们这里有一百人问我同样一百个问题。
So I do not want the hundred of you to ask me the same question a hundred times.
你知不知道那个问题是什么？
Do you know what that question is?
王国显弟兄点啊
？How is Brother Wong?
所以你哋未问我之先，我就先 give you a report.
Before you ask me the question, let me first give you a report.
其实我哋嘅弟兄身体系好软弱。
In fact, physically, our brother bodily is rather weak.
自从两年差十一月一二年开始，他就每个星期他要有三次洗肾 ，kidney dialysis。
And over November 2012,
almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years. He has been through dialysis, tried 3 times a week.
所以你可以见到他的身体。佢个力气系越嚟越软弱。
So physically he's rather weak.
过去几个月之前，佢用咗一啲嘅时间就讲咗约伯记。
And several months ago, he spent some time sharing on the book of Job.
甚至最近他讲俾佢哋听，佢自己觉得，当佢讲完约伯记之后，可能主就会接佢走。
And he was saying to us that perhaps he felt that if he were to finish sharing on Job, the Lord might take him home.
但系而家讲完咗已经三四个月啦，佢而家个个礼拜仲喺度讲。
And after his sharing on Job, some 3 or 4 months now, he's still sharing every week.
星期二、星期四、星期五，有时星期六，然后星期日，佢每一个聚会都嚟。
And each meeting on a Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, sometimes on Saturday, and even Sunday, he'll be there.
而且佢。虽然他行路的腰已经弯，但是他很 gracious， 他不需要我们帮他做任何事。
And although he's even in his walking, he's rather bent, yet he would not want us to do anything for him.
他觉得他自己不要麻烦弟兄姊妹，他说我还可以 manage。
And he doesn't want to trouble brothers and sisters, and he says to us that he can manage.
而且他每一次来聚会都是唔係硬埋好面好凄涼好辛苦，而且係好喜樂嘅。
And each time when he comes to the meeting, he doesn't have the face of one who is actually suffering and in pain, but rather one who is rather happy and joyous.
好似阿 Joy 坐喺我隔離，由東門咧一路揸車嚟，佢一路喺度笑住嚟㗎。佢等住見到你哋兄姊妹一樣。
And it's just like Joyce all the way from London, East London to here, all the way through. She was smiling, waiting to see brothers and sisters.
而且我哋嘅弟兄，而且最近呢幾個月咧，我好舒服啊。
In fact, recently I'm rather comfortable.
因為本來黃弟兄佢有負擔講神嘅話，係聖經裏邊神所重要講嘅事情啊。聖經是神所默示的，他本來要被講一次。
Because initially his intention was to share on the word of God how the Bible indeed is God's inspiration.
現在講了一次、兩次、三次、四次，還有五次、六次、七次。
And having gone through once, twice, a third session and fourth, he's gone through to the seventh session.
所以我現在不用講道，是不是？
So I do not need to share there, and so I come over here to share.
星期二佢讲紧利未记。
On Tuesday he's sharing on Nehemiah.
星期五讲紧Leviticus. 星期五讲紧出埃及。
And on Friday Exodus.
所以我哋感谢主，我哋个弟兄虽然身体软弱，但系我讲晒，我俾晒 report 你哋啦。所以唔使問啦 ，I think he's okay.
So, although our brother physically is very weak, I think I've given you all the report. He's fine. He's okay.
而且啱啱嘅醫生就俾一個特別嘅恩典佢。
And in fact, the doctors recently have been very gracious to him.
話可以俾佢個 long weekend.
Giving him a long weekend.
Instead of Friday 洗腎咧，佢星期。三洗一次，星期四洗一次，五六日佢可以飞啊。
So he goes through a dialysis on a Wednesday and a Thursday, so throughout the weekend he's as if one who can fly.
所以上个星期佢飞咗去 Los Angeles 有三日聚会。
And so last week he flew to Los Angeles and had a 3 days meeting there.
2 weeks later 佢会飞咗去温哥华又去讲三日。
And then 2 weeks later, he'll be flying off to Vancouver and have another 3 days of meeting.
所以我哋感謝主，我哋見到神嘅仆人，佢願意燒盡佢生命裏邊每一滴，為咗服侍主。
And we thank the Lord how in His servant, our brother is willing to burn up all his life for the service of the Lord.
所以呢一次我嚟到歐洲咧，我本來咧就喺 Southampton 可以 stay 到 Friday， 咁我可以同你哋可以我可以 relax 下有多幾日。
Initially, I thought of coming to Southampton right through to Friday, so I can have a relaxing time.
咁啊，突然之間我收咗個 email， 荷蘭嘅弟兄，佢問我你可唔可以嚟啊
？And then suddenly I received an email from the brethren in Holland, asking me whether I could go over there.
咁我就我已經好逼我啲時間，咁但我就諗到。我哋服侍主嘅人唔可以偷懒。
And I was thinking, oh, the time is so tight. And then I thought about the fact that as those
who 我要 relax 多兩日，同收聽你弟兄們住到 Friday， 可唔可以而家星期三就要走啊？即係而家就 sneak 咗，即係加咗兩日去咗學啊。
And initially, I wasn't willing to go, but then I thought, serving the Lord, you can't indeed be lazy, we can't look to be relaxing.
Because
we
can see that the young people try to, just for the Lord, burn their every drop of life, so they don't dare to steal. So on Sunday, I said goodbye.
And when I see our elderly brothers, how are they?Burn up every drop of their life in service of the Lord, so I can have to either say goodbye to you all on Wednesday.
So my report 已经讲完了，所以你一阵间唔使问我。
So I've said all the report, so you don't have to ask me later.
我哋一齐睇几处嘅圣经。
Let us turn to several places of scriptures.
我哋先睇新约。
Let us first turn to the New Testament.
约翰福音第一章十四节
，John's Gospel, chapter one, verse 14。
约翰福音第一章十四节
，John's Gospel, chapter one, verse 14。
道成肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理，我哋也见过他的荣光。正是复独生子的荣光。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have contemplated His glory, a glory as of an only begotten with a Father, full of grace and truth.
以弗所书第一章
，Ephesians chapter one。
以弗所书第一章，我哋正系睇。第三、第四两节
，and we just read verse 3 and 4 of chapter 1 of Ephesians。
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如神从创立世界之前，在基督里拣选了我们。使我们在他面前成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ, according as He has chosen us in Him before the world's foundation, that we should be holy and blameless before Him in love.
我们再看启示录二十一章。
We now turn to Revelation chapter 21.
启示录二十一章，我哋由第一节开始睇。
Revelation chapter 21, we'll start our reading from verse 1.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了。就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说：看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要作他的神，他要亲自与他们同在，作他们的神。
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away.And the seas exist no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of the heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice out of the heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, And he shall tabernacle with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, their God.
我们再翻开到出埃及记25章。
Now let us turn to Exodus chapter 25.
出埃及记25章。
Exodus chapter 25.
我们由第一节先看到第九节。
We will have our reading from verse 1 through to verse 9.
耶和华晓谕摩西说：你告诉以色列人，当为我送礼物来，凡甘心乐意的，你们就可以收下归我。所要收的礼物是金银铜、蓝色、紫色、朱红色线、细麻、山羊毛、染红的公羊皮、海狗皮、皂荚木、点灯的油，并作膏油和香的香料、红玛瑙与别的宝石。 可以镶嵌在以弗德和空牌上，又当为我做圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。制造帐幕和其中一切器具，都要照我所指示你们的样式。
And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring me a heave offering of every one whose heart prompted him. Ye shall take my heave offering. And this is the heave offering that ye shall take of them, gold and silver and copper, and blue and purple and scarlet, and byssus and goat's hair, and ram's skin dyed red, and badger's skin, and acacia wood, oil for a light, spices for the anointing oil, and for the incense of a fragrant drug, oint stone, and stones to be set in the ephod, and the breastplate, and they shall make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them, according to all that I show thee, the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all the utensils thereof, even so shall ye make.
这一次，主若愿意，我们有三次的时间，跟大家弟兄姊妹有交通。
If God willing, I hope that there will be three occasions that I can share with brothers and sisters.
今日星期二朝早同星期二晚黑。
Today, and then Tuesday morning, and then Tuesday evening.
我里面有一个负担，就是神愿意与人同住。
In me, there's this burden where God's heart is one that wants to dwell among men.
喺出埃及记，我哋头先读过25章第8节，佢就话俾我哋听，佢又当为我做圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。Because
in Exodus chapter 25 verse 8 we read that they shall make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them.
我哋都知道神嗰个心意系愿意与人同住。We
know this is God's heart that He wants to dwell among men.
我们刚才读到约翰福音第1章14节的时候，
Just now, when we were reading from John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 14,
那里讲到道成肉身住在我们中间，
says how the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
如果你看一下那个住在我们中间，那个道成肉身住在我们中间那个意思直译的，用 literary translation， 佢话系住道成肉身，系积搭帐篷向我哋中间。
And if we take the literal translation from the original text, we know where it says about how God wants to dwell among them. It talks about God's tabernacle among men.
我哋知道喺旧约嘅里边，出埃及记由25章1到40章就开始讲到神藉着摩西吩咐以色列人要为佢做会幕。
And through chapter 25 of Exodus, right the way through to chapter 40, how God instructed Moses for them to indeed build the tabernacle.
不单止讲到怎样做会幕，用乜嘢材料，用咩尺寸嚟到做。
Not only to tell them how it is to be made, what material to use, and also its measurements.
而且系讲到会幕里边，你哋要点样嚟到献祭，点样嚟到服侍。
And also how with the tabernacle they are to serve and also to sacrifice.
我唔知道你哋当中年轻人中唔中意读旧约。
I don't know the young people here whether they like to read the Old Testament.
你中唔中意读出埃及记
？Whether you like reading Exodus.
你话我中意读出埃及，不过去到24章我就唔读噶啦。
So I like to read the Exodus up to chapter 25 and that's it. 24 and that's it.
由25到40章讲用乜嘢质料，用乜嘢尺寸啊，要点样做？哇，好 detail， 好琐碎啊！
And it says, oh, from chapter 25 right through to chapter 40 tells you of how the tabernacle is to be made, its measurements and its detail, and it's so laborious.
所以我呢一次嚟要同你哋讲出埃及记25章嘅一章。
So this time round, I want to share with you on Exodus chapter 25.
而且咧系下昼讲啊。系黑眼瞓嘅时候
，especially in the afternoon when you feel sleepy。
哦，我唔知道你哋而家系咪个而家已经开始即系将个耳仔闩埋，预备搞搞猪。
I don't know whether you have shut off your ears, preparing yourself to go to sleep。
但我真系愿意当你睇到呢啲好细微嘅地方嘅时候
，when we come to look at these details。
啊，你知道。我呢次冇時間同你哋睇得咁細微，所以你唔使驚。
I don't have the time to actually look through these things with you in such detail, so don't worry.
但係我願意喺25章裏面首先睇到第一件事就係神點解要我哋獻禮物。
Firstly, I want us to know why is it that God wants us to offer up sacrifices and gift offerings.
做啲禮物。究竟有咩嘢好簡單嘅意思
？What does it actually mean? These gifts.
點解神話你哋做會幕裏邊每一樣嘅器具都要照著我所指示你哋嘅樣式
？Why is it that God instructed them to say that everything that's to be done for the tabernacle has to be in accordance to what I have instructed？
咁然後星期二，如果我哋有時間，我哋就會講到。25章里面所讲的要做的三件事。
And if Tuesday, we will then talk about the three things being mentioned in chapter 25 about the tabernacle.
约柜是最重要的。
Most importantly, the ark.
而且还有讲到那个陈设饼。
And also the showbread and the table of showbread.
然后还有灯台。
And then also the lampstand.
如果我觉得25章里面是最重要的将这三件事讲出来。
And in chapter 25, it seems to bring out these three very important matters.
我自己看到其实里面那个意思首先我们看会不会里面一切的东西都是指着基督的所作和所
事。You know that everything in the tabernacle points to Christ and all his works.
但是特别呢三件约柜、陈设饼嘅桌子同埋灯台
，and especially with the ark, the table of showbread and the lampstand，
系特别讲到我哋与神同住系根据乜嘢
？That for God to dwell with us, what is it based on？
我哋所读嘅约翰福音第一章十四节嗰度讲主耶稣。是道成肉身住在我们中间充充满满的有恩典有真理。
And in John's Gospel, we read how the Lord Jesus became a flesh dwelling among us, indeed full of glory and grace and truth.
而且说我们都见过他的荣光。
And we have actually seen and contemplated of his glory.
就是神独生子的荣光。
The glory as of the only begotten Son of God.
So, 最近喺度谂。
Recently, I was thinking.
点解神咁中意与我哋同住
？Why is it that God likes to dwell with us？
你知喺以赛亚书56章主嗰度讲我听，佢话天系咩？我个座位，地系我个脚凳。你哋呢班人可以同我一起，乜嘢让我居所，让我可以住啊？
And in Isaiah chapter 66, God says that heaven is my throne, earth my footstool. What is it a building that you can actually build for me?
主话
是我所看重的，是那些人因我的说话心里面谦虚战兢的人。
And God says that the one he looks upon is the one who humbles himself indeed in listening to his word.
再说神是看重我们这些人的心啊。
So God looks much into our heart.
如果我们对他的说话我们是谦卑我们战兢是听他的话的人。
If indeed we hear and take heed to his word with a fear and trembling,
说天是我的座位地是我的脚凳你们哇有你们有没有人读 architect 啊在这里啊
?And, God says,
哇我们起那些哦好 grand 的 building, 啊哇我给神住神话你大极啊你有没有个天那么大啊起那些
?And, God says that heaven is my throne, earth my footstool, what is it that you can actually build for me? And if we are a great architect, you think we can build a great building for God, God says, what is that to him?
你记不记得我们刚才读过启示录21章?
Can you remember what we read in Revelation chapter 21?
当新天新地新耶路撒冷出现的时候
When heaven and new earth appears,
当神永远的旨意完成的时候
When God's eternal purpose has been fulfilled,
那个最荣耀的日子临到的时候
When the most glorious day arrives,
又说我听见有大声音从宝座里面出来
And then there was this great voice coming from the throne,
看啊神的帐幕在人间
Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men,
他要与人同住
He will dwell with men.
他们要做他的子民。
And he, with his people.
神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
God himself shall be with them to be their God.
所以神要与人同住，是他最终极的那个目的。
And God's desire in wanting to dwell with men is something that he ultimately wants.
神最满意的在人的身上见到的是什么
What is it that God will be most pleased when he looks at man?
神最满意的一个人是谁
Who will God be most pleased with?
每一次当主出现的时候天开了他就说看啊这个是我所喜悦的
And,
我的爱子我所喜悦的
And for the Lord Jesus, how the heavens would open and declare, indeed, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased.
他在他的儿子身上，他的心得满足。
In his son, he is indeed is well pleased.
啊，我知道你们很多人啊，这里，那些做仔的啊。
I know that many among you who are sons.
哎，你知不知道你们的老豆啊，你们的阿妈最喜欢是谁？
Do you know whom your parents are most pleased with?
虽然你个老豆对你嗰阵时都好恶，但佢心里边真系好中意你啊。
Your father may be rather stern with you, but in his heart he really is pleased.
但系我哋呢啲乖乖地嘅仔，啲老豆都咁中意。
Even for us who are not all that well behaved, even our father would like.
天上的父他爱人
And our Heavenly Father who loves man
但他更爱他的独生子耶稣基督
But he loves even more his only begotten son
当他在地上他见到哇这是我的爱子我所喜悦的
When the son was on earth how he declares very clearly thatThis is his only begotten son, and whom he is well pleased.
耶稣是他的独生子。
Not only was Jesus his only begotten son,
而且他是道成肉身的神的儿子。
He indeed is the son of God who became flesh.
而且他是能够将恩典同埋真理完全在他身上表达出来各位。
And in him,can the full expression of indeed grace and truth.
我们今天没时间讲我们星期二朝早我们会讲到约柜。
And today we don't have the time, but on Tuesday morning we will touch on the tabernacle.
我將我心兩句俾你聽下先。
Perhaps I'll just mention a word or two.
約櫃唔單止係約櫃。
The ark is not just a box.
佢上面仲有一個精金所做嘅施恩座。
Because above it is this mercy seat which is made of gold.
約櫃裏面 有 十戒，有法版。
And in the ark itself has these ten commandments.
有律法，有真理。
There is truth and the law.
有公义的要求。
There is the righteous requirement.
但是越贵几阔几长，施恩座就几阔几长。
However, wide or broad the ark is, so is the mercy seat.
你喺嗰度有冇睇见约翰福音1:14?
Are you able to see there John's Gospel chapter 1:14?
充充满满嘅有真理约柜，有恩典施恩座。
And how full of truth that is the ark and grace that is the mercy seat.
唔好讲咁多住，星期二先讲。
I won't talk, go on to this, I'll just leave it for Tuesday.
我们看到的真的,一个长一点,一个短一点,都不能够满足神的心。
Even if it is a bit longer or shorter, it will not be able to satisfy God's heart.
只有神的儿子,道成肉身的神的儿子,将恩典和真理充满的,完全的彰显出来。
And how the Son of God, who became a flesh, He is the one who is full of grace and truth.
而且神说他要住在我们中间。
And God also declares how it is He who will dwell in our midst.
我每一次读到以弗所书第一章的时候，我都唔系几明。
Each time as I read Ephesians chapter 1, I find myself not really understanding it.
我哋头先读嘅第三、第四节嗰度话。
Just now, when we read verse 3 and 4, how in Christ Jesus, God has blessed us with every spiritual blessings in the heavenlies.
而且呢,他说,就要神创世之前,在基督里拣选我们,使我们成为圣洁,没有瑕疵。
And how he goes on to say that he has chosen us in him before the world's foundation that we should be holy and blameless.
看看他啊,
have a look at him.
同我一样有些老人斑,有瑕疵。
Like me, full of spots and blemish.
那裡同我一样有些鱼尾纹,皱纹。
And the same with me, seems like there's some wrinkles.
当然表面呢，你睇下佢个心里边呢，可能阿Jason知道，佢都有啲唔好嘢。And
that's just the outward, but in the heart, perhaps Jason will know there's some bad things there.
神话，我哋能够成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。But
God here says that we should be holy and blameless.
That's impossible, right? 我哋点可能呢？
It's not possible. How can we be?
当我最近在读会幕嘅时候
，recently as I read about the tabernacle，
当我哋在思想话神与我哋同住究竟系乜嘢意思
？If we think again what it means for God to dwell with us，
其实真正嘅同住就系完全生命嘅联合。
And to really live together, it means to have one's life together.
是 union with Christ, 这个是完全的联合。
How it is having a union with Christ?
弟兄姊妹，你有没有想过我们怎样能够过得胜的生活呢？
Francis, have you thought about what it means to live a victorious life?
我们怎样能够活出来，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督向我们活出来的。
How can we live a life that it's no longer I, but Christ who lives in me?
我哋有冇谂过，我哋点样好似明光照耀，将生命嘅道表明出嚟咧
？How can we live as one who is shining forth with the truth of light?
我哋点样能够活出嚟？就系话我活着就是基督咧
？How can we live as Paul says that I now live as a Christ?
或者我哋点样话我哋能够？过出得胜的生活。
That's to say, how can we live a victorious life?
我睇到只有一条路。
To me, it seems there's only one way.
就是你真正的与主联合。
That is when you are truly in union with Christ.
真是让基督作你的生命。
To really have Christ as your life.
基督作你的供应。
And for Christ to be your provision.
真正你与主同住。
And this is what it means to be living or dwelling with Christ.
真正那个联合。
That true union with Him.
真正活在约柜的里面，恩典和真理都是爆棚的，都是满的，丰丰满满的，完全的。
And how it is full of grace and truth as seen in the ark.
你只能够活在主的跟前才是这样。
Only when we are living before Christ can we be like this.
你只能够活在金灯台面前那个光照的底下。
And under the light of the lampstand, can you live in such a way?
让基督成为你生命的光。
And for Christ to be the light of your life,
让基督成为你生命的亮。
And also for Christ to be the food of your life,
成为你完全的供应。
For Him to be your complete provision.
所以当我这样看的时候，哦，哇，出埃及二十五章是很宝贝的一条路。
And so chapter 25 of Exodus.Is indeed a very precious way.
所以今日我哋有冇见过神独生子嘅荣光咧
？Have we actually seen the glory of the only begotten Son of God？
我哋今日有冇睇见神嘅事情系最重要嘅咩
？Do we see what is most important to God？
我今朝响东伦敦就同弟兄们交通到神永远嘅旨意够重要。
And this morning I was sharing with brothers and sisters in East London the importance of God's will.
God's eternal will.
God's eternal will.
就呢件事对我哋，只系咪我哋只系知道有件咁嘅事喺我哋脑后边
？Is it that it's just something that is that we know in the back of our mind?
Oh, 光守道弟兄十年前。第一次同东伦敦同 Southampton 嘅弟兄姊妹讲到嗰一次，我都有嚟啊。咁你记唔记得佢讲乜嘢
？Ten years ago, when Stephen Kwong was here to share with East London and also to Southampton, I was here as well. Can you remember what he said？
诶，我记得 ，Edmund 唔知记唔记得？第一堂佢讲到嘅时候 ，Edmund 系领师。
And, when he shared his first message, I remember, and I'm not sure if Edmund still remember because he was leading the singing.
我考下佢，你记唔记得领边首诗
？I'll test him. Can you remember which hymn he was sharing?
我唔单止记得你名啊，我仲记得你唱边首诗。
Not only that I remember where that you were leading the hymns, I remember in which hymn you sang.
你领嘅就系。光弟兄从来冇唱过嗰首诗嘅。
You sang the hymn that Brother Kwong had never sung before。
就系神嘅帐幕在人间。
God's tabernacle among men。
就系黄亚伦弟兄嗰首七节嘅诗歌。
And that a hymn that was written by Brother Raylan Wong。
你知唔知道光弟兄睇到呢首诗之后，佢同我讲乜嘢
？You know what Stephen Kwong said to me, having saw the hymn。
佢话佢。唱完呢首诗，我唔使讲啦。
He says, after singing this hymn, I don't need to share anymore.
神永远嘅旨意由第一节由 亘古以前神所期待的，直到第七节，神的帐幕在人间，已经他讲完了，不用我讲。
And it seems that from the days of old right through to the time when God's tabernacle will be among men, in the seven verses, it seems that all is being said. So Brother Stephen Kong says, I don't need to share anymore.
哎，既然讲开，就讲多啲古仔你听。
Since I started, I might as well say a bit more.
38年前
38 years ago,
王国显弟兄第一次嚟你哋当中，佢讲乜嘢？你记唔记得
？Brother Wong came here in your midst 38 years ago. Do you remember what he shared?
啊，咁佢记得啦。
He remembers now.
系讲以弗所书。
He was sharing on the book of Ephesians.
我哋好感谢主。呢啲系神心意里边最重要嘅说话。
We really thank the Lord because these are words which are most important to His heart.
所以我哋一路我哋都好紧要神嘅旨意。
So all along we are very anxious about God's eternal purpose.
神俾我哋嘅睇见。
What is it that God has shown us?
最近光弟兄喺佢在嘅聚会，啱啱系40年。
And recently, Brother Stephen Kwong in his meeting place, he's been there 40 years.
他讲了四篇的信息，我上网听了。
And he shared on four sessions, and I've listened to it on the web.
第一堂他讲的，他说 What is our charge? 主给我们的托付，给我们的使命是什么？
The first session was What is our charge?
What is our charge?神神俾我哋嘅。
What is it that God has entrusted to us？
佢讲咗啲好严厉嘅说话。
And he spoke of things which are rather solemn。
佢用咗两节圣经。
He used two verses of scripture。
第一节圣经就系箴言29:18。
The first one is Proverbs 29:18。
上面嗰句我哋好熟悉嘅，你哋唔使翻都得噶。没有异象，民就放弃。
Talks about without a vision, the people will break loose.
你睇下你嗰节圣经边度点样讲
？And this verse, how it actually it says,
29:18上面嗰句
，the very says where there is no vision, the people cast off restraint.
Yeah， 呢个说话。其实好严肃嘅说话。
These are very solemn words。
佢仲读咗另外一处圣经。
And then he read another verse。
士师记21:25。
And Judges chapter 21:25。
那时以色列人中没有王，各人任意而行。
And how in those days there was no king in Israel。And every man did what was right in his own eyes.
40年，然后呢个老弟兄喺自己嘅教会里边，一开头讲咗呢两句嘅说话。
And after 40 years, this elderly brother in the church where he is said these words.
没有异象，民就放弃。
Without a vision, the people will cast off a restraint.
呢个 vision。是单数的。
And his vision is singular.
神给我们看见的是什么？
What is it that God has shown us?
就是神的意志。
It is the Son of God.
是吗？
Is it not?
我们在会幕里面每一件事都是彰显神的意志。
Because each item in the tabernacle reveals his Son.
我们今天我们在教会里面我们建造。
And today as we build the church.
我哋传福音系叫人睇见边个
？As we preach the gospel, who is it that we will want them to look at？
系咪叫人睇见我，就系睇见佢
？Is it to look at me or to look at him？
就系你叫人信耶稣，最紧要你将耶稣讲俾佢听就得啦。佢虽然睇唔见，但系你要将耶稣讲出嚟。
And although he may not see it, when you preach the gospel, you are indeed preaching Jesus to him.
当你真系喺度讲到教会嘅建造嘅时候
，When you come to building of the church。
我哋讲到以弗所书神永远嘅旨意。
When we talk about Ephesians, the eternal purpose of God，
你睇到第一章、第二章、第三章最后尾嗰节，你就知道 教会系乜嘢。
And when you come to chapter 1, 2, and 3, at the very last verse, chapter 3, you will know what the church is.
教会是基督的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的，是吧？
In chapter 1, Ephesians says that the church is indeed the body of Christ, the one who fills all in all.
第二章最后面讲什么？
And in chapter 2, what it says?
他们要靠他同被建造，成为神藉着圣灵居住的所在。
How in whom they are to be built together for habitation of God in the Spirit.
第一章，我哋讲到教会，我哋最紧要睇到教会里面所充满嘅系主自己，系嘛？佢都系成为基督嘅身体。
That we see that in the church, what is most important is to see Christ Himself and His body, the one. He is the one who fills all in all.
第二章，我哋一齐被建造，我哋喺呢度被建造，系乜嘢咧？系成为神藉着圣灵嘅居所。
What is it that we are being built into the dwelling place or the habitation of God?
第三章最后边讲咩俾我哋听
？What is it that chapter 3 tells us?
但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里面得着荣耀。直到世世代代永永远远。
That to him be the glory in the assembly in Christ Jesus and to all generation of ages of ages.
我哋传福音系叫人睇见主耶稣。
We preach the gospel so that others may see.
我哋讲到教会建造，我哋要睇到教会里边所充满嘅系主，教会里边系主所安息嘅地方，教会系主嘅彰显。
And in the church is the place where the Lord will have its rest and also the place where the Lord will be manifested.
今日主如果在我们罪里面所看见的不是基督的话，
If what is seen in the church is not Christ himself,
不是神要做的这个永远的旨意的话，
If it's not anything to do with the eternal purpose of God,
就放弃。
Then the people will cast off the restraint.
民就失去了约束。
They will indeed lose their restraint.
这个英文讲得很清楚。没了约束。今天我们在神的家里面，我们有没有被约束呢？因为我们今天约束，哎呀，这些说话很难听。
And
we want freedom!
In the church, how can we talk about the restraint when we want a freedom?
但你知道，神在伊甸园里面对人有约束。
And even in the Garden of Eden, how God had restraint for man.
那约束是什么？
What was the restraint?
那棵树啊，你不可以吃啊。
You can't eat of the fruit of that tree.
以色列人当中神有约束。
And for the Israelites, God also has his restraint.
你们要照着我的律法来行。
How you are to do according to my commandments.
如果唔系，如果你食咗呢个果子，咁样点啊？你就必定死，你死梗啦。
If you were to eat of the fruit of the tree, you will definitely die.
你知唔知道？唔单止我哋个祖宗死，我哋而家仲死紧。
And not only that our forefathers had died, in fact we are dead.
都系佢爱我哋嘅。
It's all because of him.
你要知道点解神要咁样约束我哋。
You know why God wants to put a restraint on us?
开园中个果子，你哋全部都可以食。
That apart from this tree, you can eat of any.
但系园中佢安排咗生命树同埋呢个分别善恶树。
And in the midst of the garden, there were these two trees.The tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
他没有说生命树，没有说太多。
Didn't mention a great deal of the tree of life.
生命树的名，
but the name itself
已经讲得很清楚。
It's clear enough.
而且分别善恶树他讲多了一句，他说你吃的日子必定死。
But as far as the tree of knowledge of good and evil is concerned, if you were to eat of it, that day you will die.
一边是生命树。
On one hand, it is the tree of life.
这个好命的，有人说是苹果，有人说不知什么，但是我告诉你，这个是吃了会死的。那个吃了得生命。
On one tree, if you will take of it, you will have life. On this tree, no matter how good it looks, some people say, you eat, you will die. Why is that?
如果唔听神嘅话，咁死梗咯。
So if you don't listen to the word of God, that's so you die. That's true.
但系我讲俾听神话啲原因。
There's also another reason.
魔鬼就话：你食咗佢啊，你嘅眼睛就明亮啊，发光噶。
The devil tells of Eve that if you were to eat of the fruit, your eyes will open.
而且咧，你可以知道乜嘢系善。乜嘢系恶？你即系同神一样。
And you will know what is good and what is evil. You'll be like God.
有咩错啫？啊，我爱慕神啊嘛。
What's wrong with it? You like to be like you would like to be like God.
你神叫我哋真系蒙查查咩？梗系叫我哋明亮，知道乜嘢系啱，乜嘢系唔啱啊嘛。
God doesn't want us to be in confusion. He wants us to know what is right and what is wrong.
当然你知道魔鬼讲嘅嘢咧。就幾時都唔錯得曬㗎，你聽我講埋啊。
You find that what Satan has to say, not all would be wrong.
因為如果你錯得曬，佢錯得曬，你一聽就知道佢係害你啦，咁你就即刻走人啦，係嘛？唔會上當啊嘛。
Because if everything were wrong, then the moment you hear it, you would know that he's trying to deceive you, and you would go.
魔鬼講嗰啲幾時咧都係有啲啱嘅。但系咧，緊要嗰啲嘢咧就錯嘅。佢就有啲錯，有啲啱，溝埋一齊叫你上當嘅。
And what he says, there'll be some truth in it, but there's be serious things which are wrong with it, and to present it to you so that you will be deceived。
係啊，你哋啲後生仔而家都唔細啦，你哋都上過當啊，知道魔鬼係點樣會害你哋啦。而家精啦，應該。
You should be smart now. I'm sure that you have been taken in by the devil before.So you would know what it is.
佢叫你知道善恶系啱嘅。
And he wants you to know that it is a right thing to know of good and evil.
但系佢个目的唔系叫你净系知道善恶。
But the purpose is not just for you to know this.
系目的系叫你唔使去求神。
The purpose is for you not to rely on God.
唔单止净系叫你知道咩系善恶。
Not only for you to know what is good and evil.
你知道咗我哋呢啲人咁伟大、咁叻、咁聪明，系嘛？咁靓仔，我哋实唔会做错事啦。
It says, "Oh, we are so clever and so good looking. We won't do anything wrong."
我讲俾你听，你知道就系知道，就系做不到。
You may know all these things, but you will not be able to do them.
你知道乜嘢系善啊，系恶，但系咧，偏偏。恶你就唔能够唔做，善你就做嚟做去都做唔出。
And you know what is good and what is evil, the evil things that you have wanted to avoid, you do them, and the good that you find that you fail to do.
魔鬼嘅话，魔鬼嘅权柄。
Why is because the evil is under the power of the devil.
我哋每个人都话，我真系苦啊。我想做嘅善我做唔出，我唔想做嘅恶我偏偏去做，系咪
？And we say how wretched we are that the things that we do not want to do we seem to be doing, the good that we want to do we seem to be failing.
你知道冇用噶。
You know all these things, you find it is to no avail.
啊，即系我立志行善由得我，行出来由不得我。
And in fact, the good I know I want to do, I can, but the evil that I do not want, I seem to do.
所以你睇下，魔鬼撒旦嘅目的系叫我哋对神宣布独立 ，claim independent from God。我而家知道咩啦？我可以自己搞掂啦，我唔使依靠你。
And it seems that we are saying to God that I can now be independent of you. I know what is good and evil. I have no need of you.
神恢复的工作就是要我们完全依靠祂与祂联合。
And how God's recovery of us is for us to totally indeed rely on Him and to be in union with Him.
我们要过得胜的生活，尤其是在这个最黑暗末后的世代，没有第二条路。
And if we are to have a victorious life, especially in these very dark days,There is no other way than this.
就是完全的依靠神。
That is to fully, entirely relying on God.
完全的让祂作主。
and to have him as your Lord,
完全的不依靠自己,
and not relying on yourself in any way,
完全的与主联合,
and to totally be in union with the Lord,
完全的住在他里面,
and completely dwelling in him.
没有异象, 如果耶稣基督主的心意不是你的看见,
and without a vision, if the very heart and mind of the Lord is not your seeing,
放弃,
then the people will cast off a restraint.
不单止没了约束,
not only that there's no restraint,
有一个翻译就是民就 perish, 民就灭亡,
how the people will then perish,
民就 disintegrate, 民就分散,
how they will also scatter.
为什么今天教会里面出现不同处?
Why is there so many problems in the church today?
我觉得我们现在个个都叻的，个个都读书叻的，个个都聪明的。
Every one of us is so smart and intelligent.
英文这个翻译就讲得好，他说当时以色列人当中没有王，各人任意而行，你听下他怎么翻译。
And it says that in those days, in Israel, there was no king, and everyone does everything that is right in their own eyes.
他讲得好像没我都讲得咁严厉，他讲得好有道理。
And what he says is more severe than what I've said.
他说当时以色列人当中没有王，各人都照住他认为啱的去做。
And,
有什么错呢？难道你叫我个人照着认为错的去做吗？
And what's wrong with that? That we are just doing according to what is right in our own eyes, not what is wrong in our eyes.
但是今天我们讲到属灵的建造的时候，
especially with spiritual building,
不是我觉得啱，你觉得啱，他觉得啱，就是神，就是要做的方法。
It doesn't mean that what you think is right or what he thinks is right is the right thing to do.
没有意象，如果不是神的意思，属灵的事，就是我们任意而行。
And if it's no vision, if it is not according to the spiritual vision, then what we do will be just according to our own thoughts.
所以今早当我同东云东弟兄姊妹讲到呢个问题嘅时候，
when this morning I share with
my sister, 我哋讲到神永远嘅旨意嘅时候，
when we touch on the eternal purpose of God,
弟兄姊妹，今日我哋响神嘅家里边，我哋一同被建造。
And today in the house of God, we are being built up together.
弟兄姊妹，唔系我觉得啱，你觉得啱，佢觉得啱，人嘅意思嚟到建造。
It is not what I think to be right, or what he thinks to be right, or what others think to be right, that we then build.
神的旨意都在神的话里面。
God's will is in his word.
神的旨意高过你的旨意，高过我的旨意，高过你们人认为好的方法。
And God's will is much higher than mine, or yours, or any others.
当教会真的要不分散，不灭亡，不在那里不受约束这样的。
If the church is not to be scattered or perish or to be without restraint,
就是我们完全要看见神的旨意。
Then we need to see very clearly the eternal purpose of God.
不是你认为对的事就要做。
It's not what you think to be right needs to be done.
我们回到神的话里面，是不是神的旨意？
You have to go back to the word of God and seek out if it is God's will.
当我们在那里服侍的时候，当我们在那里追求，我们读经的时候，
as we serve, as we pursue, as we read the Bible,
是不是每一件事都是我们先看看神永远的旨意是怎样？
Do we just see first what God's eternal purpose is?
全福音是为了人得救。
To preach the gospel is for the salvation of others.Because God loves the world.
但是全福音不是只是叫人上到天堂，不用我做那么简单。
And, but this is not just merely for all to go to heaven and that's it.
神的旨意是叫我们得生命，而且得得更丰盛。
God's purpose is that we may have life and have it abundantly.
神是叫我们一同的被建立，叫我们在爱中建立自己，我们能够认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，没有基督长成的身量。
It's for us to be built up in Christ that we will indeed come to have the full maturity of Christ.
一切嘅服侍嗰、那个大前提嗰、那个 base 系睇见神永远嘅旨意嘅时候。
And the basis of this is to be able to see God's eternal purpose。
如果唔系嘅话，我哋只系睇见人嘅需要，我哋睇到我哋手中嘅事工嘅话，好多时候个结局就系民就灭亡，民就分散，民就放弃。
What we see is just a work on a man's need, then the people indeed will scatter, will perish, and will cast off restraint.
当呢位老弟兄喺佢哋聚会40年之后，佢讲咗一篇咁样嘅道，嗰啲服侍嘅弟兄个个都惊起上嚟。
And when after 40 years, this elderly brother shared this message, all those who were serving in the church were indeed trembling.
我哋需要时刻被神光照，翻翻去到佢旨意呢条上面。
And how we need God to be always enlightening us to return back to His eternal purpose.
因为我哋聚会当中发生一啲嘅事，所以我哋软弱啊，所以我哋就话啊，你嘅意思点啊？我嘅意思点啊？我哋就开始听人嘅意思。
And so often something may have happened in the church, and then we refer to one another how we see, how you see, and we've lost the vision. And as we come before God, when we come to talk about the tabernacle,
你见到一开头神要以色列人献上礼物。
To start off, God wants them to bring indeed the gift offerings.
而且他要的金银铜。
And what he requires of them, the gold, the silver, the copper.
里面所要的颜色、紫色、朱红色的线。
All that is indeed of the blue and purple and scarlet.
细麻、山羊毛、染红嘅公羊皮、海狗皮做价目。
Abysses, the goat's hair, the ram's skin.
点灯嘅油，并作膏油嘅和香嘅香料。
The acacia wood, the oil for the light spices for the anointing oil.
一切啲宝石。
And all the precious stones.
你睇到每一样里边都系讲到基督嘅性情。
And find that in each of these items.You will find also the character of Christ.
我哋有冇呢啲嘢？我哋有冇呢啲嘢
？Do we have this?
如果你冇，神唔会问你要。
If not, then God would not require of you.
神问你要嘅系你有嘅。
What God wants from you are things that you have.
今日我哋知道，我哋唔要唔信主嘅人嘅奉献，系嘛？
Today we know we do not require those who have not believed in the Lord for them to have any offering.
因为主要的是主给了你的东西。
Because what God wants from you are things which He has already given you.
主给了我们什么?
What is it that the Lord has given?
给了基督的生命。
He has given the life of Christ.
给了基督的性情。
His nature.
他接着我们的摆上。
And through our offering up,
叫我哋更认识我哋嘅主，喺生命里边有啲乜嘢
？For us to know even more of what is of the life of the Lord.
佢接着呢个摆上
，and through the offering up,
叫你与佢更加嘅连结
，that even more that you will be in union with Him.
而且佢话俾我哋听。
And we have been told further.
製造帳幕和其中一切的器具都要照著我所指示你的樣式。
And according to all that I show thee, the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all the utensils thereof, even shall ye make it.
主的心意是要讓我們能夠更多的像祂。
And the Heart of the Lord is that we will be more like Him.
透过建造，透过要求我哋嘅献上。
And through the building and through what is required of us in offering up,
系叫我哋更多嘅 認識佢嘅所作，認識佢嘅所事。
And for us to know what indeed he has done and who he really is.
我睇我嘅時間已經冇咗啦。
My time is up.
所以你哋睇個樣，你哋星期二都要嚟啦。
From the looks of things, it seems that you have to come on Tuesday.
但我哋實在要睇到，又當為我造聖所，使我可以住在你們中間。
But we need to really see the purpose of the tabernacle is that God may dwell in the midst.
24章出埃及，神叫摩西同埋以色列人去佢嗰度住喺山上。
And how God calls Moses for them to be in at the mountain.
但系你知道最后尾只能够摩西一个人上得去。
And in fact, Moses alone was able to go up the mountain.
其他人冇资格。
No one was able apart from Moses.
二十五章，神自己就话：你哋为我做会所，使我可以住喺你哋中间。
And chapter 25, God then says, "Build me this tabernacle that I may dwell among you."
两件事都系神 initiate， 神起义嘅，神开头嘅。
And all these things is from God's own initiation.
所以旧约神要藉着会幕与人同住。
And in the Old Testament, it is through the tabernacle God will want to dwell
with them. 因为人冇条件嚟到神嘅跟前。
Because a man has no way to come to God.
所以只有藉着会幕。
It is only through the tabernacle.
所以会幕系沟通神与人正常关系嗰个桥梁。
So the tabernacle is the very bridge for a man to come to God.
但系你知道旧约只不过系影儿。
But you know, the Old Testament is only a foreshadow.
佢会幕里边每一样嘅器具都系讲出基督嘅所作同埋基督嘅所事。
And each utensil and in the tabernacle speaks of work of Christ and also His nature.
所以今日我哋能够嚟到主嘅跟前与佢同住。
And today, for us to come before God and to dwell with Him.
当你明白。主为你所成就嘅一切嘅时候
，When you come to realize all that Christ has done for you，
你藉着佢
，through him
喺佢里边
，and in him，
但你自己投入，自己摆上
，but you need to indeed put yourself in，
就与佢联结
，and to be in union with him，
基督作你嘅生命
，for Christ to be your life，
由会幕扩展到圣殿。
And from the time of the tabernacle going through to the time of the temple,
由圣殿就讲到今日嘅教会。
And from the time of the temple through to the church today.
所以教会里边，我哋每一样嘅服事，都系要将基督带出嚟。
So whatever our service is in the church, we are to bring forth a Christ.
会幕里边每一样嘢，都系照着山上嘅样式。
And whatever is in the tabernacle is done according to the pattern shown in the mountain. Why is it so? Because each item indeed points to Christ. Why is it in the church? It's not I who have to say. Why is it that it cannot go according to me? Because everything in the church is to bring forth Christ.
基督所走的路是十字架的道路。
The way that Christ has been is the way of the cross.
当主要来到地上的时候预备他道路的人是施浸约翰。
And before the Lord came on earth, how the one who prepared the way for him was John the Baptist. How was he able to bring Christ forth?
他必兴旺，我必减少。
He must increase and I decrease.
主所做的意思话，佢唔好照我的意思，乃照佢的意思。
What John is saying is that not according to my will, but His will.
当我哋话我哋嘅得失唔紧要，神嘅旨意当牛心嘅时候
，When we say our gain and our loss is immaterial, when what is important is God's eternal purpose.
神嘅建造就喺我哋当中显出嚟。
Then God's building up will be in our midst.
神就能够住喺我哋当中。
God will be able to dwell among us.
教会就带出神嘅国度。
And the church will indeed bring forth the kingdom of God.
就可以降临，神嘅旨意就能够行在地上，如同行在天上。
His kingdom will then be able to come, and His will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
看啊，神的帐幕在人间，新天新地，新城耶路撒冷就从天而降，如同新妇装饰整齐，等候新王一样。
And it will be the time when the tabernacle of God will be among men, when new heaven and earth will descend, and indeed as a bride all made ready and adorned for the groom.
够钟啦，最后讲多一点。
Time's up, so I'll just mention another point.
启示录二十一章嗰度讲到新耶路撒冷如同新妇。
And in Revelation chapter 21, when it talks about the New Jerusalem as a bride ready and adorned,
圣经就用婚姻系讲到教会与基督嘅关系。
And how the Bible uses the marriage as the marriage of Christ and the church.
你知唔知道羔羊嘅婚翠喺启示录十九章嗰度已经提到
the marriage a feast of the Lamb is mentioned in chapter 19 of Revelation.
第七节，因为羔羊嘅婚翠时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了。
And how the bride has already prepared herself to be ready for the husband.
但到了启示录二十一章
，and chapter 21 of Revelation，
嗰阵时已经经过咗一千年。
And having been through that 1,000 years。
神睇教会，基督睇教会，仍然好似新妇咁样。
And yet, Christ still see his bride as new.
你结咗婚几多年啊
？How long have you been married？
你啊，唔记得咗啊，死啦你！三十几年啊，你而家当佢。是不是还是新妇这样
Do you still take her to be as the new bride?
那个爱基督对教会那个爱是没有改变。
The love that Christ has for his church has not changed.
基督等候与他的新妇的联合是好像与教会的联合是好像新郎等候新妇一样。虽然经过了很多年仍然是那么深那个爱是没有打岔的。
And, after
没有减少的。
So many years, how the love that the Lord has for His church is just as new and as fresh.
今天神是这样愿意与我们联合。
And this is what God wants of our union with Him.
我们愿不愿意
Are we willing?
我们愿不愿意真係好似我頭先 David 所念嘅詩歌詩篇八十四篇裏面所講嘅説話一樣。
Are we willing as what David has been singing with us from the Psalm 84?
萬軍之耶和華，你個居所何等可愛！我羨慕學想耶和華的殿宇，我的心腸、我的肉體向永生的神呼籲歡呼。
How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Jehovah of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the cause of Jehovah. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God.
神愿意与我同住，与我哋同住。
God really wants to dwell with us.
我哋有冇真系咁样爱慕佢个居所
？Do we have such a longing for His dwelling place?
我哋祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我哋感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
当新天新地新耶路撒冷出现的时候
，When a new heaven and earth, new Jerusalem appears,
约翰话：看啊，神的帐幕在人间。
John declared, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men."
神要与人同住。
God will dwell with His people.
巴不得我哋真系话有个回应。
May indeed we have this response.
万军之耶和华， 呢个居所何等可爱。
Jehovah, how lovely is thy dwelling place.
但愿我哋真系愿意与你同住。
Lord, indeed we will be willing to dwell with you.
但愿你真系能够住喺我哋当中。
And that you are able really to dwell in our midst.
但愿我哋同你真系有一个完全嘅联合。
Lord, we pray that we will have a complete union with you.
你作我哋嘅神，我哋作你嘅子民。
For you to be our God and for us to be your people.
要祝福呢啲嘅说话。
Lord, bless your words.
帮助我哋。
Help us.
奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Pray in the name of Jesus.